He is living in us, then our bodies should be quickened. Our spirits are made alive to God. We are in fellowship with Him. All of these things, being one with Him, they are all a part of the promises that we talked about last week. Okay? However, as I'm meditating over these things, the 119th Psalm, the 104th verse came to mind. And here's what it says. Through your precepts, I gain understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Through your precepts, I gain understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. These things we're describing, and I've dealt with this word, I've talked to you about this word, pikud. Pikud. It's only used in the whole thing 24 times, and every one of those are in the Psalms. I find it extremely fascinating to me that 21 of the 24 times are in the 119th Psalm alone. So that means 21 out of 24 times, this one psalm contains this word. And David used it three other times. And there's no place else in the entire Old Testament, in the Hebrew, that this word is used. And that's always fascinated me because and caused me to push because I really want to understand that makes it very unique. And over years, I've read a lot of stuff, I've looked up stuff. The idea of a precept, which is the way it's normally translated. Some people say, well, it's a principle. Okay, that's perfect. That's good. But it's more, it's like a prescription. And I've told you that before. As a prescription, like, you know, here, take two of these in the morning and two of these in the afternoon. Okay, it's a prescription, a prescribed method, which sounds like precept. Continuing in it, meditating on these things, I'm looking at all these things, and the 119th Psalm, 104th verse came up immediately, just like, bing, through your precepts, I gain understanding. We're told to seek after wisdom is the principal thing, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding is very, very important. You can know something, but if you don't understand it, you can't work with it, right? A precept, this pikud, is not just a principle. It's describing the way things are. A precept, a pikud, is to say, this is how it's designed to operate. This is the way that it is. Through your precepts, through seeing these things, through seeing the Spirit of Christ and understanding the difference between what's being described between the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of God, perceiving, you know, understanding that Jesus, when he said the mountains can be moved, if you just speak to them, it'll move, he knew exactly what he's talking about because he had already done it. You know, well, did Jesus know that when he was in a body? Have you ever heard of those questions? Well, we'll stay there for a second. First of all, he's God in a body, right? He told Nathanael right off the bat, really, you believe me because I said I saw you under a tree? Well, first of all, he wasn't there. when Nathanael was under the tree, right? So something happened. And what he said was, what are you going to do when you see the angels of God ascending and descending on the... That happened. That's not the only time he mentioned that. And we've talked about that before. Why did Jesus get up a great while before light and go out by himself where sometimes they didn't even know where he was? Because what went on there, other people didn't need to see. But apparently he knew Nathanael would stumble upon it at some time, right? So he said, no one seen the Father except the one who is alongside God. He knew this stuff. He knew that he existed alongside God and he had seen him because he said, nobody else does, but I do, right? Did he know all these things? Apparently so. And now, you know, I've heard people talk about the idea that he laid aside, you know, he was made poor that we might be made rich, that he laid aside that those things and came just in a body as a man. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. But what you've just done is not only did you take him and put him in a different situation than what it actually says, but what does that do for you? What you're saying is, I can't really do a whole lot because after all, I'm in this thing. And yet what Jesus said, what Paul said, and what John wrote is, you can too, right? Wow, yeah, think about the Mount Transfiguration. Where Moses and Elijah came and talked with Jesus. And Jesus, right? These things are true. And instead of, just because, let's say it this way, just because I don't look like it to you doesn't mean I'm not going to continue pressing because I know these words are true. I know he didn't lie. But Mark, what if it just doesn't happen and eventually you just leave here and they're going, well, it'll happen then. I mean, you know, I win no matter what. But I want to press now because once we reach that place of believing into these kinds of things, we can change the lives of the people around us in a very profound way because that's what Jesus did.